Hey, everyone, Tamara here. I can't believe we are already in June of 2021. Can you even believe it? I can't even. And oftentimes, I'm finding myself right now starting conversations with exactly that. I can't believe it's already June. I can't believe 6 months have almost gone by. I can't believe we're almost halfway through the year. Well, I find myself saying that all the time, but then I started to think, well, Tamara, what's the point of saying that if you're not going to then follow it up with, and here's what I've learned so far, or here's some lessons or some experiences that really stood out for me. I think oftentimes when we say things like, I can't believe it's June, I can't believe 2020 is over, I can't believe we're halfway through 2021, it's almost like we're admitting defeat or we're just numb to the time that has gone by. So I sat down and I thought about the lessons I've learned based on some of my experiences, the experiences of those in my community and around me. And I'm bringing them to you because I hope for you, one, if not more, of these lessons resonate as we go through the rest of 2021. And I would really encourage you to think about as you go forward, getting to December with some lessons learned under your belt. And in fact, one of the things I've done is I bought a new planner, and in that planner, I put a space for lessons learned as they happen. Because you know what? I don't want to get through the next 6 months and not have those lessons top of mind, or wait and look at them as a Monday morning quarterback, looking at them upon reflection. I want to experience them in the moment. So, for the first half of 2021, I gathered some lessons for you. Like I said, I hope one or more of them resonate with you, and I hope they help push you forward with more success and more performance, more innovation as you move forward in 2021 and get to December. Before I go on, I just want to mention one resource that I absolutely love. In fact, I'm using it right now to record this podcast, and that's Zencastr, Zencastr. I'll put the link in the show notes. I love Zencastr for all my audio needs. They have video capability as well, so you can record audio, you can record video. It's fantastic. I've been using it for a long time. I used to do when I did intros for the podcast, I do it there. I use it for all my kind of non-guest podcasts when it's just me ranting like I am today. And I love it because it's simple to use. It's seamless and it just fits right into our whole podcast process. So if you're looking for any kind of audio tools out there, I would check out Zencastr. All right, let's get to our podcast. Seven lessons that I've learned through 2021 so far. Number one is people who talk before they walk don't succeed. Let me explain what I mean here. My feed is my social media feed. It's inundated with people that can help me build a course, 10x my business, increase my email list, get a promotion, be more productive, et cetera, et cetera. But every time those people email me, fill up my feed, and I go dig into them, their websites, their profiles, their histories, I can't find any proof of results. Are you experiencing this too? There are so many out there right now trying to sell a result, sell an outcome, and they're talking, but they haven't walked yet, meaning they haven't even done it themselves. Because when I dig into their websites and their stuff, I can't find any proof of their results. This is why I think fake it till you make it doesn't work, because that BS of talking before you walk, I think it eventually shines through. It is unbelievable how many is out there right now. But I think there's a valuable lesson in all the snake oil salesmen out there. And here's the lesson. This is my lesson. It's don't walk before you talk. Don't be them. They don't last. Get the results, achieve your best, then talk about it. Help others, brag, boast, whatever you want to do. You'll be more satisfied in yourself. And you'll make a bigger impact on other people. Let me just say this. I don't think all those people out there selling a result or an outcome they haven't achieved are malicious in their intent. I think actually what they're doing is projecting their deepest desires onto all of us and packaging it and selling it. So a lot of people who are out there selling 10x results, get more clients, get promoted, be better at your job, be more productive, et cetera. I think actually that's what they're trying to work through and get towards. And that's great, but don't try to sell me on it. And I love this lesson because, like I said, I think for all of us, it's a great reminder of focus on ourselves, achieve our best. Then we can go out and we can help others. I spent 25 years doing innovation, digging into the neuroscience, looking into the behavioral psychology, working with clients, bringing new products to market, helping cultures transform into more innovative ones, helping people achieve performance and be confident innovators. And I keep focusing on that because I know that if I walk, the talk will come. So number one, people who talk before they walk don't succeed. Don't be them. Okay, lesson number two, lazy leadership equals lazy teams. Now, this is true whether you would define your team as your employees, your colleagues, contractors, your family, your friends, whatever it is. If the team isn't living up to your expectations, take a look at your own behaviors. So early in my career, I would let a lot of things on my team slide because I didn't want to deal with them. I was a lazy leader. I was young, I was naive, and I was lazy. And then, of course, I'd get all annoyed because my team wasn't doing their job to the best of their abilities. And then I'd blame the team. But the team and the individuals on it, they weren't the problem. I was the problem. I was a lazy leader. So the minute I changed, I got rid of that laziness. I dialed up both my behaviors and expectations, and the same for the team actually elevated their performance too. We all did. This lesson came up for me in 2021 because I'm seeing a lot of that out there right now, leaders and individuals who are just frustrated at the people around them. But when I really dug in and took a look, the problem wasn't the team, the problem was them. They need to look in the mirror and think about their behaviors and their expectations. It's lazy leadership. So if you are disappointed in those around you, take a look at yourself first. All right, the third lesson from 2021 is, there's a difference, a big difference between desires, intentions, and standards. Before I explain what all those three mean, let me just say that this one really came up in the beginning of 2021 because as we were all trying to kind of get our feet under us after 2020 and figure out the new paths forward, how to navigate change, I found that people really struggled with what they wanted to have happen, what they intended to have happen, and what actually happened. And this lesson is what I think is the problem, because there's a difference between desires, intentions, and standards. So desires, a lot of us had a lot of those, but that's what you hope for. Intentions, I'd see as what you want to have happen. But standards are what you expect. Standards are what you won't go any lower than. To take it to the next level, you need to level up your standards. I bet if you take a look at the people you admire, I guarantee they have high standards, not high desires. We all have that, but they also have high standards. I'd also bet that if you aren't getting the results you seek, it may be that your desires are high, but your standards are not. I know. I went through this too. I realized that I wasn't getting the results I desired because I hadn't turned them into standards. The minute I did that, everything changed. And in changing my standards, my behaviors changed to match my new standards. And you can see how that beautiful cycle continues, because as I changed my behaviors, my outcomes changed to match my standards. My standards changed, my behaviors changed, and so on. Take a look at what you're trying to accomplish moving forward. See where there are desires, intentions, and standards. If you want to take it to the next level, I suggest that you don't worry about the desires and intentions, and that you set your standards. All right, the fourth one is, give yourself grace, but not a lot of it. All right, this one's a bit of a rant, so go with me here. I have a colleague who's constantly in over his head. He's always overwhelmed, stressed out, can't get the results. There's always a million things going on in his world. And when I talk to him, he's always giving himself grace. He's only human. I can only do so much. You can hear it in my voice, can't you? Okay, yeah, we're all humans and a little bit of grace is needed. I know. I'm my own worst critic. I can be way too hard on myself. I bet you can too. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a type A person or have a goal and a standard of being an A player. But a little bit of grace is enough. I've learned that a little bit of grace is all you should give yourself. You should be hard on yourself. Give yourself a little bit of grace, but then you need to dig in and figure out why you're doing it wrong or why what you're doing isn't working or what you need to change. Now, I know I'm going to get some blowback on this one because it's been my experience that if you're the type of person that's always giving yourself grace, you are also the type of person that never makes the changes you need to make. Going back to my colleague for a minute, he's constantly overwhelmed and stressed out and there's always a million things going on and getting in the way, but that never changes for him. And all I hear from him is how he's giving himself grace. And I think that's true for several people that I know. They're always in that mode of trying to give themselves an out for not getting the results they want. So give yourself a little bit of grace. You are human, but then get to it. All right, number 5. Don't play to other people's levels. Make them play to yours. Okay, so I just finished reading Winning and Relentless. I actually read both of them by Tim Grover, and phenomenal books, highly recommend. In fact, I'm going to put a note here to put book links into the show notes. They're so good. And I've invited him onto the podcast, so fingers crossed he said yes. I was really moved by his books. And the lesson out of it that he talks about and that I learned in the beginning of 2021 is play to your level. Make others play to your level. Don't play to theirs. If you are playing to other people's levels, you are playing to their best, not yours. And I would venture to say that your best is way better than whatever they're playing. And here's the thing. So many people play at a mediocre level. So if you're playing to their level, you are nowhere close to your optimal performance. I'm going to give you a slightly personal example on this one. If you listen to my podcast or in my community, you know that lately I've been training for an Ironman, a full Ironman, and it was supposed to be in Thun, Switzerland this July. So basically in about a month from this recording, and it got postponed. So now I can't do it until 2022. So a whole year away, 2022 of July. But I'd been training for like 3 or 4 months. And one of the things that I planned to do in my training was a self-made half Ironman so that I could gauge myself. I could see where I was. In my training, see what I needed to improve, what I needed to change. Well, as you can imagine, when that got canceled, the full got canceled, my initial motivation to do this self-made half where I was swimming at the 24-hour fitness pool down the street from me and then biking on paths in Denver and running in a neighborhood in Denver, that kind of, it went away for a hot moment. But then I realized something. Nope. That's the level I was going to play. That's the level I wanted to play. That is the standard that I had set for myself, was to do this half. And I cannot tell you the number of comments I got from people of, Tamara, don't bother doing it. You don't have the full anyway. Why bother? What do you need to know at this point? Oh, Tamara, now you don't have to do the half either because your full is canceled. So you can just stop and do other stuff. Well, had I played to their level, I wouldn't have done my self-made half. But you know what? I play to my level and I make other people play to my level. So I did my half and I'm glad I did it. And it was super painful and I barely shuffled into the finish line, that 13.1 miles at the end, but I'm glad I did it. And had I played to their level, other people's level, I would have been really disappointed in myself. Play to your own level. Make other people play to your level. Don't play to theirs. I think this is especially true right now as we're navigating change and new paths forward. The pull of mediocrity is strong. You're not that person. You don't play to that level. Make them rise up to yours. All right. Number 6 on my lessons of 2021 so far is innovation is what makes hard work pay off. How many people do you know that work really hard, always white knuckling it, yet don't get anywhere or don't get nearly the results they're looking for? That's because working hard, doubling down on what isn't working or what used to work doesn't get you there. Just makes you exhausted. It's adding a dose of innovation, thinking differently, thinking in a smart way That's how you make hard work pay off. Now, I'm not knocking hard work. I absolutely believe in hard work, but I think it's the dose of innovation that makes you win and that makes that hard work pay off. I'll give you a quick example. We launched a 3-week IQE Everyday Innovator certification course. It is 3 weeks. You get steeped in the IQE innovation method, which gives you this incredible tool in your toolbox for success, whether you're a leader inside an organization and you need to build a culture of innovation, or you're an entrepreneur, coach, consultant trying to make an impact and generate revenue, right? What we're saying is this course allows you to tap the power of this tool that we've created and that we've been giving to tens of thousands of people across the globe. Now we're giving other people the chance to put this tool in their toolbox. I mention this to you because we were kind of white knuckling, like the IQEs out there. We're getting people to take the assessment, discover their everyday innovator style. We're booking keynotes, right? All that is just doing more of what we've already done. And we were getting results, but not nearly what we needed. And it wasn't until we created the Academy and these 3-week courses that things started to dial up for us. But that's because we added that dose of innovation. All right, how do we think differently about making a bigger impact in the world? How do we think differently about getting our human-centered innovation method and our innovation quotient edge assessment out there in a way that's different than what we're already doing? So we could have kept just, you know, running harder, but you know, it's like running on a treadmill. You can go faster, you can dial up the speed, but you're not going to get anywhere. Innovation, when you start to think differently, that's what makes the hard work pay off. So I encourage you to take a look around, see where you're white knuckling it and not getting the results you need. Take a step back, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, how can I think differently about this? FYI, if you're listening to the podcast this week when we release it, we actually, ding, 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 have an early bird special going on until Wednesday, June 9th, and that's when it ends. It's the early bird, $800 off. So if you want to claim that, I'll put the link in the show notes to the courses. Go get your early bird. It's going to be awesome. This is such a powerful tool, and I'm really excited to start to really give it out to people in a way that they can benefit from it too. All right, number 7, our final one, is admitting you're wrong is confidence and the only way to move forward. So I'm ending on a personal and professional one here. I've had to admit I was wrong. I am wrong in a few places, both in my personal life to people who I cared about and in my professional life and decisions that I made in business. And they were hard, but stripping away the ego, admitting when you are wrong, I think might be the most confident and strong thing you can do in my book. I know we see admitting that you're wrong or saying I'm sorry as weakness, but I think it's the opposite. You got to be really confident to be able to strip away the ego and not let it put on layers of BS and layers of beautiful packaging, trying to make everything sound better than it is. So I actually think that saying I'm wrong is one of the most confident things you can do. And when you admit you are wrong, and whether this is to yourself, you know, a little conversation with yourself or to others, you get raw and real. And it's in that raw and realness that you can find the new paths to move forward. If you are busy ducking and weaving responsibility or trying to put layers of bullshit on it, you will never be able to move forward. You know that because you're not actually addressing the real issue. You're not addressing what is working and isn't working. You're not addressing where you were wrong or where you were right. All those layers get in the way and send you down the wrong paths. I'm wrong. That's all it takes to succeed. So I suggest looking in the mirror, removing the BS, and own where you are wrong. It's the only way to fix it. It's the only way to move forward. All right. Woo. Let me just summarize those for a minute for you. Number one, people who talk before they walk don't succeed. So don't be that person. Number two, lazy leadership equals lazy people around you. It equals lazy teams. Number three, there's a big difference between desires, intentions, and standards. Number four, give yourself grace, but only a little bit of it. Number five, don't play to other people's levels. Make them play to yours. Number six, innovation is what makes hard work pay off. And number seven, admitting you're wrong is confidence and the only way to move forward. All right, that was the seven lessons of 2021. That now that we are mostly halfway through the year, let me know which ones really speak to you. Put it on our Facebook or our Instagram or wherever you find us, wherever you connect with us. I think you sharing which ones speak to you and why actually inspires other people as well and gives other people permission to be more vulnerable, more open, and see where they need to kind of take some assessment or think about things differently. I think it's important that we all do that, especially as we move forward in 2021. And look, I think we're living in a pretty awesome time because while I think we can all agree things have been crazy and different and the world kind of disrupted underneath our feet, the positive side to that is we have an opportunity to do things the way we want to do them. But we got to pull the lessons out, we got to take action, and we got to move forward. So let's do that together. All right, with that, Tamara out.